Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, and it is July the 13th, and it's Monday. I praise you, I give thanks, and I hope your weekend has been restful, peaceful, and less stressful. Amen. Amen. Well, my topic today is stress, and I'm going to, Heavenly Father, as we get into this brief encouragement, I pray and I hope that it touched someone or somebody's, and we hope that God would be with you, with your walk in faith. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Stress. What the Bible has to say about it. Today, mostly, it's impossible to avoid stress. Almost everyone is carrying some amount of it in varied degrees. Many find it difficult to survive in the world we live in. In desperation, people are seeking relief for their problems through any remedy they can find. Everyone talks about returning to a simple way of life, but no one seems to know exactly what that means or how to attain it. Many of us cry out like Job. In Job 30:27, the churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering comfort me. Most of us are so used to carrying the burden of stress, we can scarcely imagine our lives without it. We think it is simply an unavoidable part of living in the world. We carry it like a hiker trudging out of the Grand Canyon with a huge backpack on his back. Picture that, okay? The pack seems to be a part of his own weight, and he can't even remember what it was ever like to not be carrying it. It seems that his legs have always been that heavy, and his back has always ached under all that weight. Only when that person stops to rest a moment, he takes off that backpack and realizes how heavy it really is and how light and free he is without it. That's just an illustration. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, most of us cannot just unload stress like a backpack. Okay. It lurks somewhere beneath our skin, usually in a knot between our shoulder blades. It keeps us up late into the night, just when we need sleep the most. It presses in on us from all sides. Yet Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's from Matthew 11:28-30. Those words have touched the hearts of many, yet they are only words that merely sound comforting and are in essence worthless unless they are true. If they are true, How can we apply them to our lives and walk free from the burdens that weighs us down so badly? Perhaps you are responding, I would love to do that if only I knew how. How can I receive rest for our souls? That's a question. The first thing we must do to free ourselves from stress and worry is to come unto Jesus. Without him, our life has no real purpose or depth. D-E-P-T-H. We simply run around or run from one activity to another, seeking to fill our lives with purpose, peace, and happiness. In Ecclesiastes 6:7, it says, all man's efforts are for his mouth, yet his appetite is never satisfied. Things haven't changed much since the days of King Solomon. We work ourselves to the bone for things we desire, only to crave more. If we do not know our real purpose in life, our reason for existence, or existing, life is very meaningless indeed. Yet God created each of us with a special purpose in mind. There is something that needs to be done on earth that can only be done by you. Much of the stress that we carry springs from the fact that we don't know who we are or where we are going. Even Christians who know that ultimately they are going to heaven when they die are still anxious in this lifetime because they do not really know who they are in Christ and who Christ is in them. No matter who we are, we are bound to have tribulation in this life. It is unavoidable, but having trouble in this life is not the issue anyway. The real issue is how we react to it. That is where stress is born. The trials we face in this world will either break us or make us strong. Until you have fully committed yourself to God, until your foundation is dug deep into him, you will never be able to discern what his perfect will is for your life. When the storms of life come, as they are bound to do, you will only worry and fret and walk around with an ache in your back. Who we are under pressure reveals who we really are. The storms of life wash away the thin veneer that we present to the world and expose what lies in our heart. God, in his mercy, allows the storms to hit us so we would turn to him and be cleansed of the sin that we were never able to perceive in time of ease. We can either turn to him and receive a soft heart in the midst of our trials, or we can turn away and harden our heart. The hard times in life will either make us pliable and merciful, full of faith in God, or angry and brittle, full of doubt and unbelief. Fear of faith in God. If God is for us, who can be against us? Ultimately, there are only two motivating factors in life, fear or faith. Until we truly know that God is for us, loves us, cares about us personally, and hasn't forgotten us, we will base our lives decisions on fear. All fear and worry stems from the lack of faith in God. You may not think you are walking in fear, but if you weren't walking in faith, you are. Stress is a form of fear. Worry is a form of fear. Worldly ambition is rooted in a fear of being overlooked or being a failure. Many relationships are based on the fear of being alone. Vanity is based on a fear of being unattractive and unloved. Greed is based on a fear of poverty. Even anger and rage are based on the fear that there is no justice, no escape, no hope. Fear breeds selfishness, which is the exact opposite of God's character. Selfishness breeds pride and indifference to others. All these are sin and must be dealt with accordingly. Stress arises when we try to serve both ourselves, our fears, and God at the same time, which is impossible to do. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toying for food to eat. That's Psalms 127:1-2. I'm going to read it again. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toying for food to eat. Amen. Paraphrasing the Lord's word in Luke 10:41-42, Jesus is saying to each one of us, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Choose what is better, it will not be taken from you. Isn't it wonderful that the only thing that cannot ever be taken from us is the only thing we really need anyway? Choose to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his words and learn from him. By doing so, you are putting a deposit of true riches into your heart. If you guard those words and put them in practice, if you are not daily spending time with him and reading his word, you are opening the door of your heart to the birds of the air that will steal the seeds of life deposit there and leave worry in their place. Amen. God has blessed us with a powerful tool, his living word, the Bible. If used properly, it is the spiritual sword. Amen. I'm sorry. And that is my word for today. Blessed be in the Lord. I'll see you Wednesday with another encouragement. Amen. I love you. I'll see you Wednesday. Amen. Amen.